This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Oanda senior market analyst Kelvin Wong in Singapore. Kelvin, good morning from London and good afternoon to you.
Good morning to you, Johnny, and good afternoon over at my end, Asia.
We've got a big week ahead, particularly with the Fed likely to cut rates. We'll talk more about that in a minute or two. But those inflation figures, those core PCE inflation figures we saw on Friday, would certainly indicate that this rate cut is almost nailed on, because the rate has now cooled a bit and it came in lower than expected.
Yes, precisely, Johnny. So taking a look at last Friday core PCE price index, which is a lagging indicator, given the fact that this is the September print. Bear in mind that it was due to that long US government shutdown or the closure of the statistical board in the US. So yeah, even though it's a kind of a delayed print, but it still have a significant sentiment impact on the market. So if you look at the core PCE price index, yes, month on month, it came in within expectation for September, 0.2%. In line with the previous print of 0.2% for the month of August as well. But however, the core PCE year-on-year data, which strip out the much more seasonality factor for September, came in slightly below expectation, which is 2.8% year-on-year. That is so below the 2.9% print previously in August. So that allow the rate cut bets to be at a firm probability at around 88% as we are speaking right now for the up and coming meeting this Wednesday. So that has already been priced into the market. So going forward, what markets is interested is what will be the interest rate cut pace and magnitude look like for 2026. So at this point in time, based on the Fed Watch, CME Fed Watch 2, market participants are looking out for the fourth potential cut not coming in January, but however being pushed backwards to the 29th of April 2026 meeting. So that is roughly about 68% chance, and potentially they are actually looking the 2026 to only have potentially two interest rate cut, with the next cut coming in on the 16th of September 2026 at around 80% chance to bring it down lower to 3% to 3.25%. And based on the probability right now, this 3% and 3.25% will stay for the remaining of the meetings for 2026. That means, i.e., market participants is only expecting the Fed to have at least two interest rate cuts for 2026. One of the primary reasons, due to the fact that still recall that at the start of last week, they are still looking at a minimum of three interest rate cuts. So these three interest rate cuts has been reduced to two interest rate cuts for 2026, is potentially due to that higher than expected preliminary University of Michigan consumer sentiment data, which came in better than expected on Friday as well.
One other factor that might come into play would be a new Federal Reserve chief, likely to be President Trump's choice this time around. He is going to be a lot more dovish, isn't he, the new guy?
Yes, precisely. So him being one of the key economic advisor in the current administration team itself, so that potentially could sway the tonality of the FOMC meeting going forward, and market participants will be paying very close attention to the latest dot plot projection that will come up together with the FOMC decision on this Wednesday as well, where the 25 basis point cut has been more or less been penciled in. So that's the third interest rate cut for this year. So what's interesting over here is, let me talk about more about the dot plot projection. So this time round, if you look back in the previous dot plot that was released in September, the median projection by the US Federal Reserve officials, so that was before the announcement of the much more dovish incoming Fed chair next year, was that they kept this median Fed funds rate expectation to be by the end of 2026 is at 3.4%. So that was lower than the previous June projection of 3.6%. So bear in mind that now the Fed funds futures market has started to price in a much more dovish Fed in 2026, not as much based on only two interest rate cut right now, but they are still expecting the Fed to actually cut rates lower by the end of 2026 to be at least 3% to 3.25%. So that's around 40 basis points above that previous dot plot projection in September at 3.4%. So market participants will be now very focused on what the Fed expected to be based on the slew of new data point that has really taken shape from September until Friday, whether were this 3.4% previously projected in September by the end of 2026 will be lowered down to 3% at most, or even much lower than 3%. So that will be kind of a forward guidance that the market is looking at. So if the Fed funds rate median projection by the end of 2026 in this latest dot plot that will be released on Wednesday, lower it down from the current initial projection of 3.4% to 3%, that could potentially indicate that the Fed is still on the path of interest rate cut. They're still looking to actually undertake interest rate cut into 2026. So now the next step over here is that how dovish will it be? Then the next key other metrics will be looking at projection on the core PCE inflation data over here. So previously, core PCE inflation data, they actually upgraded it by the end of, they expected by the end of 2026 to be at 2.6% in the September projection, up by 2 basis points that was earlier projected in June. So given the fact that the core PCE for September has started to inch down lower, yeah, even though it's a delayed data, it will be very interesting to see whether that previously sticky inflation view among the median FOMC members projection will be lowered down from that earlier projection of 2.6%. So if that is being lowered as well to around 2.4% back towards the previous June projection, so it means that the Federal Reserve officials are not pretty much concerned about the tariff-led inflation scenario anymore, but they're more concerned about potential demand situation that may get weaker going forward. So then we have the other key metrics to look at would be the unemployment rate as well, where in will it be a further increase from the earlier projected median projection in the September dot plot, which is at 4.4%.
Very interesting, Kelvin. We've also this week going to be hearing from the Royal Bank of Australia tomorrow. What are we expecting from them?
Oh, yes, very precisely. So very interesting over here is that market participants are expecting no interest rate cut this time around. They'll be made on pause, but they expect that there could be a change in tonality to be more a slightly hawkish approach over here, given the fact that Australia, we call it inflation data, has started to tick up slightly higher in the last 1 month or so. What's most interesting over here is that if you look at the price action of the Aussie dollar, it has kind of run ahead or anticipate this potentially slightly hawkish guidance coming up from RBA tomorrow. So by looking at the price action of the Australia dollar, it has a daily close on last Friday, which means also a weekly close above a major resistance level, which is at 0.6630, which is the one Aussie dollar per USD. So this 0.6630 is a very important level because it's a long-term descending trend line where previous rally has been kept below it since the February 2021 high. So that's close to about, 4 years back of resistance. So given the weekly close and the daily bullish breakout on 66.30 on last Friday, it seems to us that momentum has been building up on the Aussie dollar. So if the RBA continues to play into market expectation, that means what market is expecting it to be a kind of a slightly hawkish guidance, indicating that this year interest rate cut is more or less ended. There will be a period of pause going forward into at least into Q1 to Q2 next year. And with the Fed remaining dovish going forward next year, potentially we may start to see a further potential uptick in the Aussie dollar with the next medium-term resistance coming in at around the 67, 60, 68 figure level.
Excellent stuff, Kelvin. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll speak to you again soon.
My pleasure, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.